Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about motivated by love. Motivated by love, the motivation behind everything we do in life is supposed to be love. You could say it this way as well, God is love. So you could say also motivated by God. To be motivated by love is to be motivated by God. That's the source, that's the why, that's the reason why we do what we do. That needs to be the source of it. We're going to get into our time of communion here in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to pray. And we're going to go through the other half of prayer. If you're new to us here, the way that we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2 minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to do the other half of prayer before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. We've got to keep putting these fundamentals into practice every single day. These are practices that we've got to grow more and more skilled at. And I believe as you grow more and more skilled at these four fundamentals, what's going to happen is it's going to expand your capacity for more and more of everything God wants to do to flow through you. His peace, his joy, his love, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his energy, his health, his finances, everything's going to be able to flow through you more as you expand your capacity with these four fundamentals. So fundamental number one, getting position in the light. God's released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. But what was the motivation behind all that? It was all motivated by love. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son. The motivation behind all of it was love. He could have left us on our own. He could have gotten mad at us and just not talked to us anymore. But he was motivated by love. And he sent Jesus for us. But then we've got to receive that forgiveness and love and grace. It's got to be received on one side, and then it's got to flow through us out into the world. So to receive it, one of the greatest, everything we receive from God is received by faith. One of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise. Just stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise and forgiveness and love today. That's our positioning. To be in the light is to be in love. God is love. God is light. They're one and the same. To be in the light is to be in love. We got to receive it from God. Stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise. And it's got to flow through us. We got to forgive ourselves, give ourselves that same grace and love and mercy that God has given us. Often we forget about the middle piece there of ourselves. And then it's got to flow through us to other people. We walk in forgiveness. We're thankful for other people. Our actions with other people are motivated by love. That's how we begin to get positioned in the light. But then we got to magnify that light. Got to make it bigger and brighter on the inside of you. How do we magnify that light? It's all about what you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, what you're talking about, what you're rolling over in your mind consistently each day. Every day we're all thinking about and talking about and meditating on something all throughout the day. And the reality is there's only two options. It's either light or it's darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God and his great, steadfast, unfailing love for us. He was motivated by love to magnify his faithfulness and his promises and his word and your righteousness in Christ. That because of Jesus, you've been made right with God. To magnify your positioning in Christ. To magnify that he always fulfills his promises. He's always on time. Nothing's impossible for him. To set your minds on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. That's how we begin to magnify that light. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, meditating on the issues and the problems and the evil and darkness in this world. And you've probably had this experience where you've got some problem or issue, and the more you talk about it, the more you work it from every angle, the further away you get from the answer. Why? Because you're going deeper and deeper into darkness. The more you talk about that problem, the more hopeless it feels, the further away from the solution you get. Because you're magnifying darkness. You're making it bigger and growing that darkness. To magnify something is to make it bigger or greater. And we want to turn those things around in our mind. It's not denying that there's issues and problems, but it's turning them around and making God and magnifying him as bigger than the problems and the issues and the darkness. Turning it around, but we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms of it. The symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, confusing, like there's no way out, there's no hope for the situation. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, anxiety, dread of the future, insecurity, pride, all these things we experience when we magnify darkness. But when we magnify light, everything feels free and easy and effortless. And we see effortless growth and change and transformation. Your energy levels begin to increase. Whereas we're in the darkness, energy levels begin to lower. You're like, why am I so tired all of a sudden? Energy levels begin to increase. Then there's the peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy of the Lord that is your strength, begins to flow and equip you to function in God's strength and power. And then when you're in the light, you can see. You can know exactly what to do. When you're in the light, you can see. You can know exactly what to do, which leads us to our third fundamental. Number three, what do you know to do today? When you're in the light, you can see. But then there is a piece where we have to take action. It's got to be cleared out. We got to take action on these things that we know to do because we're motivated by love. We take action because we're motivated by love for God, by love for God for being a good steward of the things that he's entrusted to us. We're motivated by love for other people, to do good for other people in our lives. We're motivated by love, and this love prompts us and urges us and compels us to take action. But sometimes we procrastinate and these things start to build up on the inside. And you can feel that pressure increasing on the inside. You feel those feelings of overwhelm building up on the inside of you. And what happens? It blocks your clarity. God's not able to flow as much through you because things are getting stuck. It's like clogged pipes and things are getting stuck in there. We've got to begin to clear those things out. And when you do, we've expanded the capacity of the pipe and we've expanded the ability for things to flow through it quickly and easily. And now all of a sudden, God can do so much more through you. So what do you know to do today? Just keep it very, very simple. What is the good that you know to do today? Might be some administrative things, might be some things around the house, some things in your workplace, some things like, I know I've been meaning to do that, I just haven't done it yet. Take action today. That becomes your plan for the day. And then doing it the right way, doing it in the light where His joy is flowing through you, equipping you to do these things in His strength. You don't have to do them on your own. God's with you. He's working in you and through you. He's also side by side with you right there, helping you and equipping you and empowering you to do the things that you need to do today, that you know to do today, and do them in His strength. Because it's all motivated by love. And then our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. As you go through these first three fundamentals, something I've experienced is, it's like tuning a radio receiver. You get positioned in the light, you magnify the light, and you keep consistently doing the things that you know to do. All of a sudden, your ability to hear God's leading and direction clearly in your life greatly increases. And I mean greatly increases. And He begins to lead you day by day, one graceful step at a time, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But you got to stay tuned into His leading and His voice throughout the day. But you do these first three, it tunes you into it. I like to take a few minutes before bed every night and just asking this question, God, what is it You're trying to teach me or show me today? And just grab a pen and a paper and whatever you hear, begin to write it down. I put it in a journal every night. Just begin to write down whatever it is that you feel like He's showing you that day. So let's take a look at this motivated by love. I was thinking about this verse coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the famous love chapter. And starting in verse 1, here's what it says. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains, but I don't have love, then I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I might boast, but I don't have love, then I gain nothing. Some versions say it profits us nothing. Love is supposed to be the motivation for everything. You say God is love. You can say God is supposed to be the motivation. Love for God, love for wanting to be a good steward and for ourselves, love for other people. That's supposed to be the underlying motivation that's urging and compelling us to do the things that we do in life. Love is supposed to be the underlying motivation. That's why God did what He did. That's why He sent Jesus for us. It was out of His great love for us that He sent Him. Now think about this. You can be doing a lot of the right things, but not have the right underlying motivation behind it. And you're not profiting, you're not benefiting, not stepping into who you're supposed to be. Because the underlying motivation behind it wasn't love. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for You. that you are motivated by love, that you are love, that you are light, and you are love. And we're so thankful for you. Thank you that you were willing, you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us so that we could have life, be connected back to you, be one with you again. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things, richly to enjoy? We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in our time of need. But today, Father, we're asking for your help. We're asking for your help because I don't know if we can do it fully the way you want us to do it on our own. It's meant to be done with you and in partnership with you. We're asking for your help to have this motivation behind everything we do. Be your love. That you would be, that your love would be the motivation behind what we do in our lives. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This sacrifice was an act of love. It was motivated by love. It's that new covenant, this forgiveness of sins that brings us in. We can have this covenant relationship with God. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's put these four fundamentals into practice today. Stay positioned in the light. Stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise and forgiveness and love. Go into situations positioned in love where you're thinking, you're interacting with people around you, and you're thinking, you know what? I really love this person. What good can I do for this person today? How can I be a blessing to this person? Have that be the underlying motivation of what's happening in your heart as you're having conversations and you're interacting with people today. You could be speaking, you could be writing, you could be taking action on things in your life. And that's the underlying motivation. Keep magnifying God, returning his love to him. Out of love for him, just keep talking about his greatness and his goodness and his faithfulness. Out of love, keep taking action on the things that you know to do. Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll follow my commandments." Keep taking action on the things that you know to do because it's motivated by your love for God and love for people. And stay tuned in for his leading and his voice as he leads you today. One step closer. One more step along the path today. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com